Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Well, welcome to the 15-Minute Morning Show, everybody. Hi.
Hello.
First time ever, we have a listener joining us. How about that?
Hi, Sarah.
So everybody, this is Sarah Nguyen. How do I say your last name?
Nguyen.
Nguyen.
Nguyen. It's harder to pronounce it if all your tongue is told R. A lot of people say Nguyen in English, so. But it is my full name is Sara Nguyen.
Okay.
Oh, how pretty.
And she's from Sweden, from Stockholm, right?
Yes, that's where I was born, yep.
Okay, so the reason that we are doing this today is because our friends at Universal Yums, right, Garrett?
Yes.
So Garrett found this thing called Universal Yums, which, explain it.
So
I can't hear him. Turn the microphone on.
Yep, go ahead. There we go. All right, so Universal Yums, every month they send you a delicious box of treats from all over the world. So if you're a world traveler, you might know it, or if you're interested in traveling and saying, hey, what kind of food or treats are in Scandinavia, you get it every month delivered right to your door. So my family and I, during the pandemic, we started doing it with other family members in Florida to kind of like unite and say, hey, let's have some fun. And we learned some stuff about the candy that's inside the box or stuff that we would never try. You know, we would see it at the airport and be like, why would I buy that? But some of it's delicious. Others, you're kind of like, maybe not. But for the most part, it's kind of fun. So we do it with our family once a month.
Yeah.
Well, I really enjoyed receiving the Scandinavia box. I got to be honest with you, Sarah. And some of these things have already been eaten. The rum icing coated cookies. Rum icing coated cookies. Gone. I ate them all in less than an hour.
Was it the icing or the rum that did it for you?
Oh, so good.
Okay, I have a question. Is there like a fascination in Scandinavia with paprika?
Paprika. I love paprika. I like anything spicy. So yeah, kind of. Yeah, we like things very creamy and spicy, or creamy and spicy. So
okay. Well, that's why I went ahead and ate the Kim's American Girl potato chips with paprika and chili. Those are gone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Which I find it so funny that we're calling them American Grill potato chips.
Right.
Like, do you have to denote that so people know that this is an American-style food?
I think so, yeah. In Sweden, in Stockholm, right where I'm from, a lot of English is our second language. We speak a universal speaking country. We speak English and Swedish, so you're taught English very early. So when you go buy food, some of it will have English on it. If you go to a restaurant, the menu will be in Swedish and in English. So... yeah, and sometimes I have conversations with somebody, my family, and we speak half Swedish, half English. So, yeah, it is very common to mix up the languages there.
Well, the cheesy corn puffs are fabulous. They're better than Cheetos, I got to tell you right now.
I'm glad. Now, did you guys get any Swedish fish in there?
No. Which is very disappointing, but
that's
I hear real Swedish fish are different than the Swedish fish we eat here. Is that correct?
I didn't know that.
That is correct. Swedish fish here, you buy the little bag and it's red. When you go to Stockholm or Sweden, you buy the loose candy. Like sometimes in the grocery stores here, you can buy loose candy. Well, the Swedish fish in Sweden is a little softer, or bigger, and they're different colors, like orange, yellow, green. And they just taste a little different.
Okay, I think Brody's trying to join the Zoom.
Brody, can you hear us, Brody?
Either that or he's opening up the cookies.
You know what's good is these small Tron Volas. What are these? These are good wild strawberry toffee. Okay,
yeah, we have a lot of good toffee there. Caramel and toffee, which is good. Now, is it all over from... did you get candy from other Scandinavian countries, too? Or
there's
is
something here from Denmark I saw.
So there's a book Denmark, there you can flip through to kind of see where...
I feel like I'm eating kind of healthy with the Karen Wolf oat cookies with cocoa filling.
They're not healthy, but they're so good, though. I ate an entire package, too.
What are these things?
Healthy. These are not cremes. Cookie dough. It's cookie dough.
Mmm.
Okay.
This is fantastic.
All right, we're just eating. We're not even doing anything. Right. I'll talk to someone.
Somebody ask us something about Sweden.
Go for it. I mean, the stupid, easy, obvious question is everybody there blonde? I know that they're not, but you're blonde.
That's so funny because you guys are. I listened earlier about that blonde. That blonde hair is out now. And side part's out. I have both. I have real blonde hair and I have a side part. But yeah, no, not every Scandinavian is blonde. my mom has brown hair and green eyes. I have a blue eye, blonde hair. My brothers have dark hair and blue eyes. So it's all different. It's kind of like Italy.
Is there an IKEA on every corner?
At first IKEA started in Stockholm years ago. And I remember going there when I was a little kid. And yeah, just about, yeah.
I have a question, which I'll ask the room and see if you know the answer. Which of these companies started in Denmark? IKEA, Nokia, Spotify, or Lego?
Legos,
I would say.
Oh.
Yeah, Sarah and Scotty are correct, of course. So there we go. Lego from Danish legot, meaning play well. I didn't know that. I didn't know it meant play well. Yeah. I just meant Lego.
Ooh, I know. What do Swedish people think of Americans?
be honest.
That's a great question. They think America is cool and everything, but they laugh at like the company's vacation policies because we have in Sweden, they have more lenient time off. So you can take a whole 2 months just to travel if you wanted to.
Oh, God, I'm amazing.
We only have like 6-hour work days now. So, but if I said my family who travels all the time, they ask me to come, and I tell them I can't, then they laugh because, oh, you only get 5 days off or 2 weeks off.
It's crazy. So,
it is crazy.
You know, it's my favorite is if we go visit our friends in Europe, we're usually there for maybe a weekend or 4 or 5 days. When my European friends come to stay with us, they're here for like a month. I'm like,
yes.
I don't want you here that long. No, it's like you can stay here for a week and then you got to get your ass out of here. There's another country to go see.
Yeah, it's so true. Because they're more about family, and you know they think that you can be more productive, you know, with having more leisure time.
I know somebody that works at a radio station in Norway, and they had a child like 3 years previously, and he was taking his parental leave for what I think it was 9 months or something.
Nice.
Wow!
Yes.
Wow!
And he's split it.
Yeah, and he goes, yeah, you can take it whenever within like 5 years of the child being born. I'm like, what? And it's
that's awesome.
Like nobody can say anything. Like that's it. You could just do it. It's mandated by the government. It's crazy.
If you think about it, why should people say anything? You're raising a child.
Exactly.
I want kids,
I agree.
And I think you should have plenty of time off, both parents, to take care of a new little baby.
But you know how it is in America. Americans are afraid to take their vacation. They're afraid someone else is going to move into their lane, and they'll be unnecessary. Yeah. Oh. I'm going to take more vacations so you guys can move into my lane and I can just move. I'm going to move to Stockholm. Bye.
I thought you were about to say you're about to have a baby.
Or that. My dog just ate one of the jalapeno popcorns.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow. Did you like it?
I don't know.
I got another question that we can learn. Which of the following is a real competition in Finland? Loudest scream, longest nose blow, sharpest knife, or cell phone throwing?
All of the above.
Loudest scream?
Actually, it is cell phone throwing is a real competition in Finland.
Who made that up?
Yeah, and she's from Sweden, so different place.
I've never seen that about Finland. Okay.
Hey, can I be honest about something?
No.
So when I went to Sweden, I went to Stockholm. This is, 5 years ago now? Beautiful. Okay. One of the cleanest places I've ever been. Not one piece of trash, not a cigarette, but nothing on the sidewalks. And I remember being on the tram going from the plane to the airport terminal, and I saw a man who was the most attractive man I have ever seen in my entire life. And I just, for a second, I'm like, wow, I wonder what it'd be like to be with that man. Because he was so unbelievably, he had the most perfect features. And then it just continued throughout my entire time in Stockholm. The people were some of the most attractive people I've ever seen. Anywhere.
Was it because they look like you, kind of? Is that why?
I don't know what it was. Wow. Like the facial features and everything. Like I saw a girl outside of a drugstore smoking a cigarette on her cigarette break.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this girl could be a model. So why is she working at a drugstore?
People like me shouldn't go to Stockholm.
Oh, stop it.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
I would stick out very bad there.
Nate has only described a guy like this one other time. Like, I know he's being honest because when he talked about Zac Efron, he was so, like,
it's
just
true.
Talking about Zac Efron the same way he was talking about the guys in Scandinavia.
That guy, do you guys ever have that person that you saw for just a second in your life and you can still remember years later?
Yeah.
This is that guy. I can close my eyes and I can see him. He had these perfect Argyle socks on. Perfect.
We really have been talking about this for a long time.
I just wanted to talk about this guy.
Hey,
man
crush.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Yeah. Hey, Sarah, you know what I love? I've only been into Scandinavian countries several times in my life. But one thing I always loved, no matter how warm or cold it was, people love to be in the outdoors. People love to go for a walk. People love to go out on picnics, leisurely bike rides, ice fishing, whatever you want to do. I love it that people love being outdoors there because it's such a beautiful place, right?
Yes. We are very outdoorsy people. If you go to Stockholm, most people ride their bikes around town all the time, even in the cold, or walk. We like the outdoors, we like the fresh air. The only thing in the wintertime, it gets darker early at like 3 o'clock.
Right.
But in the summer, sun sets at like 10 or 10:30 at night. So it's like daylight, so it's almost 11 o'clock at night.
Wow. Makes me want to get on a plane. But if you can't get on a plane and go today, you can eat their snacks.
Nate, and Scary, did you just have the chocolatey cookie dough balls?
Yes.
I already had mine.
I had one.
And it tasted like I was eating French toast for a minute. Yeah. It was so good.
It's chocolate E. There we go.
Chocolate E.
Chocolate E.
Hey, you know, when we do this next, when we do talk about the English stuff, I think we should have Danielle's husband on.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Danielle, your husband is so funny. I follow him on Instagram. He's so funny.
Aw, thank you.
He's definitely very odd. We love him, too.
That's why we love him.
Well, Sarah, everybody's weird, though. Everybody's weird. Not my dad.
David Brody, stop
it. Brody. This is hilarious.
See, if you could just mute David Brody.
It's like Uncle Johnny trying to sign on.
So once again, you know, Garrett turned us on to Universal Lums. Yums. They take you around the world with all the snacks. This is why every time I travel anywhere, Sarah, I love going to the local grocery stores and just piling up on all the snacks you can take home. It's great.
Absolutely.
We love Universal Yum.
All you hear is rappers through this entire podcast.
It's so funny to me. It's like an alien is trying to tap into our feed.
It is. Listen, is there anything else you want to tell us, Sarah, about eating our wonderful foods from Scandinavia? Things that we could actually create or find in our own stores here in the States?
Yeah, we have a lot of food that's good. We eat a lot of cucumber, dill, shrimp, seafood. But we also eat, and I hate to say, I don't eat it personally, they eat reindeer. We eat a lot, all kinds of meat like that. But if you go to Stockholm, there's a place called the Old Town. It's like the oldest little village. It's in the castle. And they have tons of restaurants and stores there. Everything is really delicious. I just recommend traveling there once in your life, especially Stockholm, and then just traveling up north. You can see the Northern Lights. Sweden connects to Norway. So you could go to Norway and then go down to Sweden. It's really nice. So the best time to go is in the summer. It's in the spring and the summer. So you can be on the water and the boat, you know, and an experience. But yeah, everybody should give it a try. Not just the Swiss meatballs at IKEA.
In the Universal Yums box, by the way.
No. And I have one statement. Swedish meatballs are never served on top of egg noodles.
Oh, they're not? Yes.
No.
But they're so good like that.
Right.
They are good like that, but they're served with potatoes and this chutney sauce is berries that you can't get here. It's called lingonberry.
Yep. We were talking about them yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really funny. We've had the lingonberry conversation every day this week. Isn't that kind of strange?
I know. It's very strange.
Hey,
Sarah, thank you so much for being on with us today. You're fabulous. Thanks for being a part of the family. We appreciate it. Thanks for putting up with us.
And thank you for having me. I've been listening since, oh my gosh, I was a little kid, like years and years.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Now, hey.
So
that's
nice
hello
to meet
in
you.
Swedish.
Because
I'm Sarah. We're all going to Scandinavia. Bye.
Bye.
Bye,
Sarah. Bye,
Sarah. So nice to meet you.
That was awesome. And there's your 50-Minute Morning Show podcast. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. I love it. Thank you for being part of this. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Our pleasure. Bye.
All right. Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.